This is Ben Eubanks, host of We're Only Human, one of the featured shows on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Today we're going to talk about default choices and open enrollment. Heard a story a couple years ago at two Scandinavian countries. One of them had organ donation rates in the high 90%. The other one was in the single digits. Why? Is it because one of them cared more about their neighbors? One of them was really focused on social responsibility? No, they're actually very similar in almost every respect. What they found out when they started digging into it is that there was one very simple explanation. On the form for your driver's license, one of them required you to opt in to organ donation. The other required you to opt out. Default choices really affect how we make decisions in our lives. Recently, Unum, an insurance organization, released their research showing that the average person spends less than 30 minutes reviewing open enrollment materials. As someone who spent hours developing those, I can tell you that hurts. 30 minutes might be enough, honestly, for some people, if there are little changes to the plan or to their needs, but for others, they need to dig deeper. However, the default option often wins out. They don't dig deep into the content, the ideas, the options, and the capabilities of the current plans that you offer. So, one idea would be to make people opt back in. Just like the Scandinavian country changed their form that required people to opt out of the process because they wanted to encourage more people to participate in organ donation, you should require people to opt back into the plan so they have to think about and look at the options on the table instead of just making a default choice and moving on without using any brain power. In addition, though, you need to look for ways to educate them on the benefits you offer. Chances are the things that you offer today aren't the same as what you offered 5 years ago. Have you kept up with change and delivered more meaningful ways to have conversations with your staff about what they have available? I can still remember employees coming to me mid-year asking about a benefit that they didn't even realize that they had. They'd been paying for it, or we'd been paying for it as a company, for months and months, and the person had no idea that it was even available to them. Shame on me, maybe there, but let it be a lesson for you as well. Be clear, be concise, but goodness, get them to listen. Their family's livelihood could depend on the benefits they choose, whether today for insurance or in the future for retirement and more. That's it for the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, please visit h3hr.com.